It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at our tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. It was a solar eclipse. It's over.
Solar eclipse is over. It's over. That's where the moon comes in between the Earth and the Sun, right?
That is correct.
All right.
That is correct, that it's over. There's a lot of high clouds out there, too. So, I mean, some places may have seen it. To me, it looked like any old sunrise to me from my vantage point, but I have trees all over the place as well. But so with that out of the way and the heat and humidity out of the way, it's going to be a much better day today. With sunshine, it'll be much less humid, 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Partly sunny Friday, 75 to 80. Clouds for Saturday, mid-70s. And some sun with late showers on Sunday. And a high between 75 and 80. So the heat wave is over.
Now, is there humid weather coming back next week?
I don't think so. I think Monday we may have some showers or thunderstorms. And then it gets cooler again after that. So I don't see it. Nope. Isn't that nice?
As long as the temperatures are nice, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Well, they should be. You know, they really should be. I mean, 70s are not bad at this time of the year and low humidity.
No, I'll take that.
Yeah? And I'm happy about that as well. You had some pretty good thunderstorms in your area yesterday.
We missed it at my house. We missed it at my house. We didn't get the, you know.
They went west of you.
They went west. They were more south, north to south. They almost, like, dropped almost straight south. You know what I mean? They didn't come over to the east.
No, most of them on the other side of the Hudson, and then there was another band that went from Hartford down to New Haven. Durham got blasted with hail and strong winds and everything like that. So you guys are right in the middle, and that's it. Now there's really no significant shower or thunderstorm activity in the forecast till late Sunday and Sunday night. I'm not so sure about Saturday. There could be a shower or a little drizzle developing on Saturday. We shall see how that works out because up at my lake, they're planning on having their first bingo game outside from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday. So we'll see how that works out.
All right. Well, what the heck? You know, I'm sitting here. Yesterday, we went over some top movies. And after we got off the air, I spent some time on my computer. And I was amazed. I went to look for the top 100 movies of all time. Now, this is ranked by people reviewing on websites, okay? And the number one movie is a movie from 1934. It Happened One Night. I don't remember that movie at all.
I recall the title, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
The number two movie was Modern Times from 1936. And then the number three movie was Black Panther. The number four movie, The Wizard of Oz. The number five, we'll just go over the top ten, Citizen Kane. So now we've got three that I know. Number six was Parasite. I don't remember that one. Number seven.
A couple of years ago, that won the award.
Yep. Yeah. Number seven was Avengers Endgame. Number eight was Casablanca. Number nine was Knives Out. And number 10 was Us. Now, these are not by money. This is by what people reviewed. So it's not by money. It's by reviews.
Interesting.
Well, it is, because it's totally different if you look at it by money. I mean, money talks and nobody walks. I mean, in the top five, the top movies money wise, Pat, are pretty interesting. Avatar is number one. It grossed over $2 billion.
I'm surprised. I thought Titanic was.
Well, here we go. Avengers Endgame was number two, which grossed just about $100 million less. Titanic was number three. Mm-hmm. Star Wars The Force Awakens, number four. Avengers Infinity War, number 5, Jurassic World, number 6, The Lion King, number 7, The Avengers, number 8, and Furious 7 was number 9, and Frozen 2 was number 10. So three of the top 10 movies were Marvel movies.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what's the movie that, not Casablanca, why can't I think of the name, but you'll get it in a second. The movie that everybody, the long movie with Clark Gable.
Gone with the Wind?
Gone with the Wind was not even in the top 10 there.
Well, I think that's because Gone with the Wind, it would be controversial. So simply because the story it tells, the South and the Civil War and everything like that. And money-wise, it wouldn't have a chance because, of course, there weren't as many theaters back then and stuff like that. So money-wise, you could see why it wouldn't be there. Mm. But production-wise, you think it would be there, but nope. The franchise, the Star Wars franchise and the Marvel franchise both did very well in the top 20 or 30. So,
and you are a fan of those movies.
Well, when I was a kid, Marvel Comics came out when I was a kid. And I was a big fan of Marvel Comics. And so I've stayed a fan of Marvel all these years. But, yeah, I was a big fan of Marvel. They started off, I think, with the Fantastic Four was my first. But anyways, I just found that interesting that you can rate movies, of course, by the income, which shows that if it's popular and people like it, it'll make a lot of money. But then to rate them by reviews, it's a whole different list. It's not even close to lining up by reviews.
Interesting.
Well, you would find it more interesting because you do review the movies and you vote on Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And what I find interesting is your opinions and my opinions aren't that much different, really. But boy, when you look at that list, my opinions are totally different than what's on that list.
I totally, totally agree with that. Totally different. I mean, at least I have The Wizard of Oz on there, one of my favorite movies. Although, you could watch it over and over again, but I have seen that movie so many times, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't do that movie.
You should have done that movie.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's some movies that you should just leave alone because there's you're never ever going to even come close to it. But yeah, you're right. You're right. So I don't know. We shall see. I still have to figure out a way of sending you last year's movie. I think there's a couple of ways I could.
What I'll do is I'll set up a Dropbox account and I'll send it to you. And then you can just upload it into that Dropbox account.
Dropbox, okay.
And I can look at it that way. I'll set up a special account where you can edit, which means you can upload to the account. And I'll send you the link, and then you can upload it that way. Because I can then bring that up on my 90-inch screen. So.
Well, and I should be able to do that right from the iMac, correct?
Yep. Yep. Okay. You should be able to.
Okay.
Well, all right. So we've got some nice calm. And seasonable weather.
I don't know how much sun we'll get as we go through the weekend, but I don't think too many, well, maybe the beachgoers will complain about it, but I think overall everybody's going to be pretty happy that it's not 92 degrees and humidity 92%.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to, I have my first physical therapy appointment since the pandemic. And now I realized how much I missed it because she did some things around my tendons and ligaments around the knees.
Feel so much better.
Well, when she was doing it, it was like, whoa, Nelly. Mm-hmm. But then when she finished, oh, my goodness gracious, so much better.
Great.
Still doesn't stop the pain on the knee when I walk, but it just it took that feeling like I'm wrapped in saran wrap around the knees in cement. And it helped it a little bit. But boy, when she hit some of those spots, I want to tell you, my hair went up on end and my eyes probably got the size of silver dollars. I was like, whoa, hello there. But
wow.
I guess my body really missed that. I guess my body really missed that during the pandemic. But we're back on again, Pat.
Thank goodness.
We're back on again. You know, I'm physical therapy, lost weight, going to get these knees injected, stem cell, and before you know it, I'll be my old self again.
I was just going to say you'll be as good as new.
Well, and that is out of shape and out of mind. I've always been that way my whole life. Out of shape, out of mind. Anyway. All right, Pat. Well, thank you for the good news about the weather, and thank you for correcting me on the eclipse that took place this morning. If it was really nice and sunny and clear out here, we would have seen 70% of the eclipse. 70%.
That is correct, yeah. Yep. There'll be more. Don't worry, folks.
Sooner or later.
Sooner
all right.
Or later.
All right, Pat. I want you to have a good day, and I'll speak to you mañana.
Yeah, do the same. Okay, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning on Robinhood Radio.